Just wanted to know.
Yeah, I didn't
read it. I have here the email.
Send it to me too, because I can't find it. Yeah, that'll be
fine. Right.
To make it.
Yeah,
I have that. I got a roll sheet. I've got everybody listed on it.
Okay.
I'm looking for the agenda on my own computer.
You have the agenda? Ah, Susie copied the agenda. Susie had the agenda. Susie had the agenda. Was the only one that did the her homework.
Thank you, Susie.
We don't have any written changes.
Let me get you a gold star.
Normally, we have agendas from management. Tony and the general manager, they didn't print any. So, no, we don't.
Well, did someone read the agenda and then we'll write it down?
Yes.
I have the agenda on mine,
agenda.
And I think he has the agenda printed. And the chair would be going from what he has printed.
Okay.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
I'll read it. Yeah, let me run and read it for everybody. Item 1A. Called order opening in business. 1B, sitting of new members by the chair, 5 minutes. 1C, approval of outstanding 2015 minutes, 10 minutes. 1D, election of pro tem chair and pro tem secretary, 10 minutes. 1E, approval of proposed agenda, 10 minutes. 2, nominations and election of 2016 LSB chair, 15 minutes. Item 3, nominations, elections, vice chair, 15 minutes. Item 4, nominations, elections, 2016 treasurer, 15 minutes. Item 5, nominations, elections, secretary, 15 minutes. Item 6, schedule the next meeting. Item 7, adjourn to a KPFT delegate assembly for 2 hours. Item 8, for first meeting of 2016, appoint committee conveners. Item 9, adjournment. That's the LSB meeting agenda.
I'm sorry, wasn't 7 adjourned?
Adjourned to the delegates assembly.
But then there was something after that?
Right. Item 8 is not exactly how it should. I'll just read it word for word. For first meeting of 2016, appoint committee conveners, which is exactly what we'd expect.
That should be an LSB function.
I believe it's after item 7, and it's after we return from the LSB meeting.
If the time is.
If time permits. If we come back from the delegates meeting, we want to do that, we can.
I'm confused. Item number 8 is still part of the first meeting, but it's after we adjourn.
Okay.
It's put on the agenda.
I'm sorry?
It's on the agenda for now, and we're going to approve the agenda, so let's do that. So now for the delegates' agenda. Call to order. Roll call. Approve of the agenda. Approve of the November 11th special delegate meetings minutes. Appoint an election teller, which is item 4, by the way. Item 5, STV election of 3 listener-sponsored directors. Item 5, IRV election of a staff director. That's 20 minutes. Item 7, delegates' minutes approval, committee meeting, 10 minutes. And item 8, adjournment.
Number 7, what did you say?
Delegates' minutes approval, committee meeting. The reason that I actually recommended that, in Robert's rules, anytime you're going to go longer than 3 months after a committee meeting without approving the minutes, you can go ahead and have a special meeting immediately following the meeting you just have, and if you've got the minutes written down, you can approve them then and there. And that way we don't have to have unapproved minutes floating around for 6 months at a time.
Sorry, point of information. When you just read the delegates, you didn't read the numbers with it? So
I didn't do them all, and that's correct. So number 1A was call to order opening business.
Uh-huh.
1B, roll call established quorum. 2, approve proposed agenda.
Mm-hmm.
3, approve November delegates' minutes. It says meeting on here, but it was minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it from there on? Next one is 4?
4 is appoint election
teller, and so forth.
5 is elect the listener listener, three listener?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I didn't get it. It's elect three listener directors, six is IRB of staff directors, seven is delegate minutes approved, and then it's eight.
Adjourn.
Okay.
Adjourn to support if we have time.
Yeah, if there's a time, we might reconvene as LSB to do committee convenors for 2016.
Of note, these documents went out electronically on January 20th, 2016. I don't know what, as I stated last night to some of the members who attended the chairman's reception, we are able to send it out to the LSB, but what the list contains and who's on the list, who's taken off the list in a timely manner, is not under my control. But those of you who've been on the list, I suppose you received this on January 20th. But as I stated, they're normally printed. I don't take the liberty and the personal expense to do it, and I've gotten used to management doing it, and so you don't have them in front of you because that trend is broken. But those of you who have your peripherals, I'll be glad to send it again to you by email now, and you can view it off of your peripherals as I've just done with Ted. Now, this is the direction we're going into in the 21st century anyway, instead of killing trees and printing 140,000 pieces of paper a year. So, having said that, Mr. Chair, I think I'll let you use this peripheral so that you can see the updated membership list.
I believe I have it correct in front of me.
And well,
anyone who wants to correct me, please do so. So this is the January 24th, 2016 LSB meeting, first LSB meeting of this year. First start by calling roll. Mr. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Adriana Casaneva.
Present.
Susie Moreno.
Present.
Phil Collins.
Present.
Nancy Sarbarnar-Tomi.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Absent. Alan Apurim.
Present.
There he is. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Hank Lamb is currently under suspension. Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Gerald Lynch.
Here.
Ira Agagi. Did
Agai.
I say that correctly?
Agai.
Yeah, Agai. Thank you very much. You're present. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Don Cook.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Deborah Shafto.
Here.
Anissa Faruqi. Marker is absent. Susan Rodwin.
Here.
Those conspicuously were listener members. Now, George Ryder.
Here.
Venetia Patel Adams.
Here.
Joseph Davis, I am here. Cliff Smith.
Here.
Tony Cox.
Yes, sir.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
Mr. Chair, report, we currently have 21 present of 24 members. We have received quorum.
According to the agenda, we're now at seating of the new members. So I would like to recognize our new and returning, in some cases, members of the 2016 LSB of KPFT 90.1. I'd like to go around the table with Mr. Guy first and welcome you and have a few words.
Hi, I'm Ira Guy, a new LSB member. Glad to be here. Look forward to being here.
Could you speak a little louder, please?
Sure. I don't have much else to say, but let's get started, I suppose.
Thank you.
Very well. Recurring member. Yes,
sir. How you doing? I'm Mike Lewis. I'm now a staff member on the KPFT local station board, just elected. I'd like to see if we could work all together to keep the station, you know, funding coming in, work at a better all of us work together and unite and also add additional new programs to help the station grow in 2016. That's my main goal.
Tony Cox.
Okay, I need to backtrack. Can I catch him on the way? Oh, recurring member.
Tony Cox.
Tony Cox.
I'm here to be of service to any and everyone. If for any reason you need to use the station for whatever reason, I'm here to be of service. As far as being on the board goes, it's the same thing. If I can support anyone in any way, in anything that they want to do, I would be glad to. It's good to see all of you, and I'm hoping I'm going to be here.
Now,
Susan Redmond. Susan Moreno.
Returning member, Susan.
Hi, I'm Susie Moreno, and I'm glad to be here. Hello, sir. My name is Susie Moreno, and I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be returning. I bring my caring attitude that I have also in my private, in my work job situation. I'm a nurse, and I'm also here hoping that we will all collaborate and use our judgment, honest and fair judgment for decisions that we have to make, because it's important for Pacifica, and I hope that we can get moving the station forward instead of just stealth like it's been.
Susan?
Returning member, Susan.
I'm Susan Radwin. I've been on the board a little bit less than a year, and I appreciate you being reelected. And I'm looking forward to a good year. I hope we can get a lot of good business done this year.
Moving along, I believe Ted.
I was going to say pass, because I think you all know me, but I'm not going to pass this opportunity up to say that this is 2016, March the 1st, are the Texas primaries. In November, there's an election. I hope our radio station steps up and plays a significant role in informing the people of this community of what's going on politically, that so that they can make intelligent votes. And I hope you will share with me your ideas on how we can ramp things up dramatically in that direction. I'll say a few things more, I guess, later when the election for vice chair occurs.
Next.
Yeah, Gerard, but also go by Jerry Lynch. I'm happy to be on the board after 30 years of listening to the station. Happy to go on the board after 30 years of listening to the station, and have to admit, only occasionally being a member up and on throughout the years. I don't even know if I'm a member. I suspect it happens to a lot of the casual listeners. Like, you don't know. I asked a lot of my friends to vote for me, and they're like, oh, I think I'm a member. I'm like, yes, I'm not. You know, that's a potential problem. But anyway, I'm just here learning, and I'm glad to be here.
Next.
My name is Cliff Smith. I'm here to work for Pacifica KPFT and Pacifica programmers of KPFT. Specifically, what I want to help them out.
Stein Cook. I don't know if it counts as returning after almost 7 years, but may we all, including the KPFT and the network, survive the year.
You're here. Debra. Next.
Debra.
Next.
No, Debra.
Yeah, I'm confused too, so I just say next. Y'all yeah, know who's been elected. I ain't calling any more names. Y'all know who's been reelected.
Okay. So I'm a returning member, and my name is Debra Chapto, and I'm glad to be here. And what I would like to bring to the board this year is hard work and money raising and harmony. Okay.
Bill?
Bill Crozier, I guess I know all of you. Now returning to the LSB after being off for 3 years. And I hope that we talked about this, but I hope we can all treat each other with respect. I know we're going to disagree over things, but I hope we can remember that the real priorities are outside of here, this room. You know, our country needs Pacifica, and Houston needs KPFT. There's so much misinformation going around, you know, in the mainstream media. And so much hate talk radio and stuff like that. We've got to get more listeners to help, you know, change society and change our country. So I hope we can work together to do that instead of spending so much energy fighting with each other. You can do this quickly.
Teresa Allen.
My name is Teresa Allen, and I was just reelected. And I would like to say that we all here have demonstrated leadership. But unless it's like herding cats, obviously, I hope that we will use our skill sets and have an experience an exponential return as a collection of all of our skills together. So I'm looking forward to that.
Anissa Faruqi in her absence. And last but not least, Joseph Day.
Okay, I was the runner-up staff position and replaced Deanna Lopez, and she was replaced due to her longevity. And I respect her great service to us. Only guys I have to say is after having done this for a while, I respect that people talk about different things, and especially when they that, you know, we have programmers who provide the quality that creates why KPFT is something special. And I'm glad to see someone like Cliff on the board and that we have people here who care about the programming. But we're not programmers, we're the LSB, and we have the staff the station required does the business. As the board, we oversee the staff and the operations, and the programmers give us the great quality of listening. And each of us, when we're doing our jobs, that's how we make it. If anyone tries to do someone else's job, it ends up screwing things up. So I think it's really important for all of us here to recognize what our duties are as LSB members, make sure that we give the station the proper oversight to make sure that we're part of the mechanism making all of Pacifica work by keeping everybody plugged in. And what we primarily do, as far as I'm concerned, is we are the eyes and ears of the Pacifica National Organization, and we help them make good decisions that help our station function well.
I do believe that concludes the recognition and acceptance of our 2016 new members. So let's give them a hand for taking on the comprehensive job. Love to call it I'm thankful, but you do get a lot of thanks for them for serving all these days and months. Next up is the approval of the outstanding 2015 minutes. And those who have just come on the board for the first time, those of you who've been on the board and coming back, you know the importance. But we need to have records up to date, and we need to have minutes approved and in record, on file. So we have a tendency of holding them up for corrections, but we've started a practice just 6 months ago that the minutes are the minutes. And if you find that there need to be additions, subtractions, corrections, then that is open and we can do that. But we need to push the minutes forward. We should hope to do this every meeting of the previous meetings. But today, those of you who are new, you may not feel as though you want to vote. There's no requirement for you to vote on these minutes since you were not in privy and you were not participating in the process. But you have a right, and your right, your fiduciary right and duties are to move the minutes forward. So they're electronically, again, have been disseminated electronically. That means email. And those of you who care to look at your emails, this dutiful secretary has sent them out more than one time. So if there are no corrections that you need to see forward, I would suggest that when you get home and you look at them, you want to make corrections, submit them to your new secretary. But this secretary want to complete this business, want to finish this business before we move on, and we've had problems with moving on and transferring things to new offices. He wants to do the right thing. So I'd like to see the minutes expedited. I've got two hands I recognize, but I need to give those of you who didn't have the benefit of knowing what we're about to do, the benefit of knowing how important it is to move these minutes forward. Yes, ma'am.
I move that we approve the minutes as presented.
I hear a second. Are there any objections? The minutes are... Yes, sir.
I'm not going to object. I was at most of all of the meetings.
So you don't have an objection?
Well, I just wanted to say, though, that it's over a request that we be sure to get the minutes more in advance because I assume there are the new people the first time we got
them. Well, can we reserve that comment for the secretary, for the new secretary, right, because it's not kind of bouncing on
okay.
the existing?
I'm going to abstain.
So. Okay, yeah. Thanks. So the minutes have been accepted. They are subject to corrections. and the new secretary will be responsible, and I'm sure this former secretary will work with the new secretary because that's what we do in Pacifica. Now, yes, sir.
May I be brief following closing comment on that? Just one of the things I think a lot of us fail, especially with new members coming in here, is they're kind of timid and don't want to speak up. I was a new secretary, and it would have been great if more people had come to me and said, where are the doggone minutes pushing forward? I brought them on several occasions, and then some people elected to push them down the road. So there were times when I was the one that was behind. There were times that other members were pushing it behind. We are all responsible. Any of us can speak up and say, let's get this moving along and put pressure. I invite all of you to participate and make sure that we're getting all of our business done. Don't feel shy. Please. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Quick question. I thought my computer remembered it from last time. Does anybody know the password for our Wi-Fi access?
Yes, Cultural Center.
Thank you.
Personal privilege. All right.
So we're passed.
We are now at the item 1D, which would require an election of a pro tem chair and a pro tem secretary. Do we have any nominations for chair?
I'll nominate.
Well, could I back up a minute for the sake, not assuming that members who knew. No, go ahead.
I would like to know first who's going to be running for chair, because there should be someone who's pro tem chair who's not running for chair.
I agree.
So let's set that up. Let me add to that. A pro tem chair and a pro tem secretary. Huh?
I'll send you a question.
Okay. The gentleman suggested aptly that if anyone who plans to run for chair not serve as pro tem chair, because the purpose of the pro tem chair and the pro tem secretary is to record these ensuing procedures, which is an election basically. So it's ideal that that person has no intention on participating in any one of these elections, certainly not the secretary and the chair. So having said that, I wanted to make clear that you, the new members, understood the process, and we will be electing through this process under this pro tem chair, likely, maybe not, the election of the LSB chair, the LSB vice chair, the treasurer, and secretary, although sometimes the pro tem relents once there's a chair elected. However, if you intend to run for chair, let's see, raise your hands, please.
Nobody.
I've got a bad feeling about this. Not really. I said that as a joke.
I don't. I second it, not as a joke, though.
So where does that leave us now?
Well,
chair.
Actually, we generally don't have this situation, but we are going to run the election. And that means then the proper process, I suppose, would be that do we have any nominations for chair?
Wesley.
I acknowledge Mr. Wesley Bethune.
I nominate you.
Second.
Do you accept?
Are there any objections?
Does
anyone object to me being chair? It is appropriate because it will be done by acclamation if, in fact, there is no objection. So let's make sense and not make politics out of it if we can. Are there any objections? And I want to be clear. If there are any objections to the chair, state it. And let's move forward and have an election. That's all we have to do.
I have an objection on the procedure.
Speak up, please.
I have an objection on the procedure.
Turn to him.
It seems to me that what we need to do is to find nominations first, so we'll know who can be in the position of chair. We need to elect the chair pro tem, and then we need to go to the elections of the all of the people. That's my sense of it.
Can I add to Mr. Rudd's comment?
Absolutely.
I think I agree with what he says, and I think it would be advisable, since we're just making nominations, to not, since we're going to actually do the voting now, let's ask, since an objection is in effect part of voting, why don't we ask for objections later? Let's just go ahead and do all the nominations, get those names listed, and then we can have our eliminated list for people who will be the pro tem chair and pro tem secretary.
Alan.
Nominations require a second.
I don't think so.
Is this for the pro tem or the chair?
Yes. Point of information?
Yes, ma'am.
So what you're saying is that if we nominate someone for the chair, then we can't nominate them for pro tem.
No.
We just need to know.
Yes, for information purposes.
Yes, ma'am.
I misunderstood.
I nominate that George Ryder be the chair pro tem.
Okay.
Pro tem.
Second.
You need to accept the vote.
Okay, Sepp. Any other nominations?
I have a late entry. I nominate Hank Lamb for chair.
Any other nominations?
Pro tem, not chair, would mean.
You mean you nominate him
for pro tem?
Let the gentle lady clarify her request. Are you nominating for chair or pro tem chair?
I am nominating for chair so that there is a contest.
I think we went back and forth, but now we've kind of back. So I thought we'd move forward. Now we're taking a step back. I think, the as it stated, the proper course of action would be a pro tem chair. So if, in fact, you do have a nomination for pro tem chair, and I believe we do, are there any other nominations for pro tem chair? Hearing none, are there any objections to George Ryder serving as the pro tem chair? Hearing none, I relinquish.
Okay, so nominations are open for chair. We have two so far, which is Lorraine Clark and Hank Lamb. Are there any other nominations?
Point of order.
Yes.
Could you go ahead and nominate your pro tem secretary before you start on that?
Yeah, we could do that.
I think you may want it recorded.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Chair ain't easy.
Nominations for secretary.
It takes a community.
I nominate Joseph Davis.
I second.
Pro tem.
Pro tem secretary.
Are there any other nominations for pro tem? Yes.
Point of order, wouldn't it be better if there was somebody who was not going to run for office to be secretary?
Well, you just have to be not running for these three offices. So by accepting it, Joseph is declaring he's not running for it.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I'm intending on running for treasurer, not secretary.
I was going to nominate you.
That's fine. I'm perfectly okay with not being on the list.
Okay. So any other nominations for secretary?
Point of information.
I have a question.
I have a question. We are electing pro tem. Means that pro tem is still finished the election of chair,
vice chair,
and secretary.
That's right.
And then we come with treasurer. Why?
Why wouldn't he qualify?
Why will invalid.
In other words, he qualified. You just stated.
I don't understand why.
He's going to have to do the minutes for the election of treasurer.
Not necessarily. You elect pro tem till you elect chair and vice chair and secretary. Then the new people stay there.
That's very good. Okay, that's fine. That's correct.
Mr. Ryder, can I nominate Venetia Patel? Do you the pro tem secretary?
I mean, that's fine if it's an issue, but
As soon as we elect a vice chair and a secretary, they will take over the meeting.
Exactly. Let me just say, I'm perfectly comfortable doing it. I just want all of you to feel comfortable.
And I'm actually comfortable with that. You're pro tem secretary, and you're going to be making the minutes for the secretary election.
Yeah.
Are you sure you would agree to take
that? Yes, that's fine.
Okay, good. Any objection to the issue being secretary pro tem? Meaning she's going to be taking the minutes from now until we turn it over to the office. So there is no objection. We have any nominations for secretary? Anyone willing to run for secretary?
I nominate Susan Radwan.
I second.
Okay, Susan Radwan. And who seconded?
Nancy.
Okay. And any other nominations for secretary? Okay. Hearing none. Hearing none. Okay. The vice chair position. Any nominations for vice chair?
I nominate Ted Weisko as vice chair.
I second.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Okay. Hearing none. I'll just repeat. We have the first election will be for the chair. Nominees are Dwayne Lott and Hank Lamb. For this, we will actually need an election. Do we have some people who are willing to?
I'm willing. That's all I'm saying.
Can I be reminded who nominated Dwayne and who seconded?
Dwayne Lott was nominated by Kate.
Susan Marino?
I seconded. Adriana seconded? I mean, it doesn't matter.
This is.
Who seconded
this
for Hank?
Oh. Deborah Shafto nominated Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Who seconded?
Did anybody second the nomination of Hank Lamb?
No, I don't
think
I will.
Teresa. Mike Lewis. Doesn't matter.
We need no
more. A second.
So, our elections are SDV elections. In the case where we've got one position and two people, it's a very simple election. It's a majority vote. Yeah. Is that clear? Is there any objection? Do we have someone who has prepared ballots? Okay. Would you circulate them?
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information.
Yeah.
That is not that clear to me. Okay, we are not having a statement saying we will just go to vote.
Well, what's not clear?
No, that's okay. We go straight to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all a cheering.
We didn't specify how much time for any of this. 15 minutes for the vote.
Yeah, just point of order. You've done a no contested nomination for secretary, no contested nomination for vice chair. We have two candidates currently nominated for chair. What about treasurer? Do you want to go ahead and do them all right now, or are you waiting?
No, we can make the nomination together.
Well,
however you want to do it.
We agreed that we would turn over the election to the officers to make them elect the treasurer. So we'll do that.
Okay. It is
correct that we can have some discussion about this. In fact, we have plenty of time. I would suggest a 2-minute statement by the candidates.
How can we ask for a candidate statement that is not in the meeting? A candidate is suspended for this meeting. How the candidate more than create the havoc. What is the idea? He didn't nominate himself. He never said that he wanted. Do we know if he accepted?
Yes.
I know. Yes, he did.
Okay.
So, I'm going to...
It does have a request.
Mr.
Suggestion.
Chair.
Yes.
I would request that you ask the gallery, which is customary in these meetings, to not respond. I think I've been a part of this for 6 years now, and that's been the process.
Which reminds me, this is an official LSB meeting. By our regulations, we're supposed to have listener comment at some point, and it's not on the agenda.
We need to put it in the agenda.
Let me take the opportunity to say the listeners will get a chance to speak. Let me put it to you all. After the election of treasurer, is there any objection to a half an hour for listener comment? I hear no objections, so we'll make that modification to the agenda. And until such time as the listener comments is open, we ask that the listeners not interact with the board as they conduct the business. Until such time as the listener comment section is open, we ask that the listeners not interact with the board as they conduct their business. Okay, so there is an issue about a tie in an SDV election. And I believe the bylaws still say that you can rate people first and second, or you can just rate them first. If there's a tie on the first place votes, it's decided by the second place votes. It's complicated, but it seemed more representative of what the rule of the body was. So if you really don't want the other person, don't put them on. If you're okay with them, but you prefer the other person, then make it 1-2.
Try to, as point of information, it means that, I want your explanation. It means that if I want, I put first and second the same person?
No.
Okay.
If you only want one person, just write one and don't put any tie after second. Again, if it's a tie, we go to the second person. Okay. Are we ready to hand out the ballots?
I need to know from you exactly what names.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're still setting up the discussion. I suggested 2 minutes for each person. The question was, who's going to speak for Hank Graham? Because of an earlier decision of this board, he's not supposed to be here at this meeting as a member of the meeting. Can I ask for a dispensation? Can I ask from the board, will he willing to extend him the opportunity of speaking 2 minutes in his own behalf? Okay.
It seemed to me the person who nominated him is expected to speak first on the motion, and that's ostensibly what we have here is a motion. And so I would think that Deb would be charged with doing that.
I believe that we all know the situation that we went through. And I feel good that Ham basically accept the ruling of this board. And I think that this is only trying to bring something back. He never asked to be chair. I never heard him saying it. He nominate people and he never nominate himself. He nominate the officers in an email to all of us. He never nominates himself. I believe that the only thing that we are doing is saying, once that we sanction a member, we can always find a loophole. Okay. And that is that, in my view, this is a poison in Pacifica. We found a loophole to try to avoid what everybody accepts.
Any other comments on the suggestion that he be given 2 minutes to speak for himself?
I'm against him speaking. I don't think the type of behavior that he presented, I don't think that is the type of behavior that should represent Pacifica or LSB at all. So I'm really against him speaking and or even being nominated early.
Anyone want to speak for him being given an opportunity to speak? If he doesn't get to speak, the person who nominated him would be able to speak 2 minutes in his place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mike.
The reason why I'd like for him to speak is I've worked with him on the prison show for the past 3 years. I've never had any problems with him. And the last two meetings were all this arguing went on over something silly. I think we should stick to, you know, the agenda.
Wait.
I think we should stick to the agenda and work with the station, not just take personal vendettas on both sides. We should work with the station.
That's pretty serious, yeah.
Would someone go out and find out what the
news is?
Does anyone know what that is?
That guy went there to check. He went there.
Yeah, I assume.
The table.
Yeah, it's not the time.
The floor was doing this. Oh, my God.
All I want to add to is that I would like for Hank to come back and speak, and you know, we can forget the past and just move on and work with Pacifica instead of having this infighting over personal agendas.
Orders of the day.
The chair is in one room.
The orders of the day, while we're having a discussion about this motion on the floor, is there anyone else that wants to speak?
Please.
Racial nature of Hank's comment leads me to believe that I can make a comment or judgment. I think we ought to get off the dime and go on. I don't think anybody's all that clean in terms of race. Let's just move on. It ends to be 2 minutes. Let's go.
I agree with Susie and Adriana. I actually don't think he should be on the nomination at all because of his behavior.
Well, that's a different question. We're not talking about nomination. We're talking
but
about
speech. I don't think he should be allowed to speak as well. And for lack of a better word, I do think that poison is a good word.
Jerry?
I
thought you did.
No.
Okay. We already decided and the sanction. And then if we're going to redo the sanction, we've got to what? Vote two-thirds majority and vote again on this thing. I don't. And Hank did not say that he wanted to do that. I think we're wasting time.
I'm willing to go to a vote.
I think at this point, considering what we're hearing, I'd like to second what Ted said and go ahead and have Ms. Shafto speak for Mr. Lamb.
I'm sorry. What's on the floor is whether or not to give him 2 minutes.
Which I'm saying is not to.
After we decide that, we'll vote.
Are we going to vote on it?
Can we vote on
it? They wanted to speak to the issue of whether he should be given a 2 minutes.
Yes. If you look at the minutes that were just approved, it says that he is suspended for 2 months, which was up January 11th. And we passed those minutes. He is entitled to be here according to what we said. Now, what we knew was agreed is something else. But are we going to take advantage of what we knew as opposed to what we voted on? Are we going to suspend what we know to be process? Or are we going to operate within our process that we've agreed on? I think that if anybody wants to be chair, they should be given a place to speak. If he so much as said one word that was offensive, I would be right in the front of it to get him out of here. He has abided by the suspension. As a matter of fact, he was here, and when I told him about the 2 months, that was up already, that he has a right to be here according to the minutes that we approved. He said, word, I don't want to make any trouble. I'll skip this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's someone who operated out of frustration at the time, and I don't approve of it. I approved of a something to do with it, but I don't approve of an ongoing censure.
Mr. Chairman, may I speak? Since I am the candidate in this race, and I frankly think it's an
affront. You're speaking to the question
of I'm speaking to the question of whether or not this gentleman should have the right and given the right by you. And I'll speak very frankly and succinctly and hopefully very quickly toward it. I think it is an affront to humanity, to number one, nominate him. And number two, to think that he would have a right or someone else would have a right, which I've been part of these proceedings for at least 6 years. And I've been a keen witness to the process of elections of board members and PNB. And this is totally unprecedented. There has never been, even we've argued with Robert Mark as chair, that someone as Ted in Israel somewhere who wanted to run for a board seat, a election of chair, vice chair, and we would not allow him over the telephone to make his statements or to place him on the ballot. So all I'm saying to you is, if you had the votes to do the wrong thing, I'm quite sure you would. But I don't believe today you have the votes to do the wrong thing. And the wrong thing would be to allow this gentleman to speak, let alone, go ahead.
Since I specifically,
anybody else
when I was writing up the minutes for the meeting in which this the two-month suspension was, during the discussion, someone, I believe it was Susie Moreno, was a female voice specifically mentioned as we drafted the text of the document. This means we'll miss December and January. We did not have a specific date listed. I understand how you're reading it, and it could be read in the way you presented it. But I believe that from the discussion that occurred during the room, that it was clear that the suspension was for December and January. That's all I have to say.
But the issue is not that. The issue is simply whether whatever's happening, do you want to give him 2 minutes to speak or not? I'd like to vote on it. Is there anybody else that wants to speak to it?
Well, you know, I just think he's sort of wasting all this time. You don't have to vote for him. You can vote against him.
Right.
And not very much will vote against him. Right. But it seems like it's reasonable to let him have 2 minutes to speak. Look at the minutes, and it, I don't know what you said to him, but it does say 2 months, and that would have been over January.
Joseph, I'm Ted.
I'm in favor of letting him speak.
No, okay, no, so I have a lot on, and then I have Ted.
And Joseph,
I'm
please.
Here somewhere too. But, and then pretty quickly, a lot on.
Okay. He was very remorseful immediately at that meeting that he did the offense. He did apologize. And as Ed said, he's been very concerned since then about disrupting things. I believe a person should be given a second chance, if that's what you want to call it. And I'm in favor of him being allowed his 2 minutes if he wished to take it. Apart from that, I agree we should move on. We're spending too much time on an old issue.
Really? Good. When the board suspended Hankey, the elections were supposed to have been over. They were extended. When the board voted what they did, it would have moved this process forward. I think the intent of that board was to suspend him through the process, to put out a notice that all of us need to, in the future, be much more intelligent about what we say in board meetings and the way we carry ourselves in general. If we delay and ask Camp, I don't know where he is right now. I know he's planning on coming back for the other meeting. And I think that Deb Shafto can do an eloquent job of speaking to his candidacy, perhaps better than he can. I want to get this meeting over with and move on with the other meeting. And so I recommend that we not allow him to speak because of the spirit of the vote that occurred when he committed the offense he did.
Cliff?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is it comfortable with you, bro?
Letting them speak, letting them not speak, without any judgment on it. Is that comfortable for you?
Now, I made it very clear. I don't think he should be allowed to speak. I'm asking for a no vote.
And just for the rest of this month.
Can we have a time limit on this, so it's no more than 3 more minutes? Is there any objection to that?
Don't we have an agenda?
Any objection for no more than 3 more minutes?
I'm unclear. Is he going to get another chance in February? Is that what y'all saying? No. They extended?
Mr. Chair, may I?
No. I'm trying to. I'm sorry, but I thought you were finished with your comment.
Yeah, well, okay. But I wasn't. So.
No, go ahead and finish.
No, I'm finished now for this point. We're wasting a lot of time on this.
And is there any objection to no more than 3 minutes on it? More on this? I hear no objection to that. I saw Leslie and I saw Mike. Go ahead, Leslie.
I'm going to call a question.
Second.
That's it.
Is there any objection to going to a vote on this? Okay, good. Hearing none. All those in favor of giving Hank Lamb 2 minutes to speak for himself, please raise your hand.
Five.
4 people. All opposed, please raise your hand.
George, you don't need to count. It's obvious. Let's go.
No, we can't. I'm sorry. It's a chair.
It's a chair. There are eight opposed.
I counted 9.
Four, so
recount, please. Recount.
Put your hands up again.
I just opposed.
No.
Opposed. I'm opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All. Nine, and there were 4 in favor. The rest of the state. The motion to allow him fails. We're now at the point of giving Duane 2 minutes, Debbie 2 minutes to speak for Hank, and we are also.
We're going to allow somebody to speak on, but they can't.
That's unprecedented.
That's incredible.
That's what we just agreed to do.
No, we didn't.
No, we did not.
That was not the motion before us.
I'm sorry, but it was the motion before you.
Object.
I said it very clearly. Somebody asked me, and it was Joseph, and he said, what happens if we vote this down? And I said, Deborah Shafto gets to speak for it.
That was not in the motion.
He's been nominated.
That wasn't in the motion.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
I know how that feels.
I've been done that many times.
Many
I have to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, well, I just said what actually happened. Joseph, do you agree that that's what happened?
I do agree.
Thank you.
That's the problem with not writing motions.
Can I?
Would anyone like to speak in favor of Duane? Do you want to speak in favor?
Absolutely, I want to motivate my objections. On the face of this, it stinks. For those of you who do not have the benefit of service at this table for the last 6 years, I've argued as chair and as vice chair consistently, precedents mean something. In the absence of law, in the absence of a codified procedure, which we do have sometimes called bylaws and standing rules, in absence of that, what you don't have in this case is process and precedent. And there has been precedent set that no one has been allowed ever to speak for someone else. And in the face of that, you just take in consideration that how, for decorum purposes, is it that someone would first nominate somebody who would call a black man a boy, number one, and then try to excuse it and try to soften it off. And these are so-called liberals. So what I'm saying is, for black folks, the problem you have out here with conservatives are absolutely wrong. So I may be out of order, but the fact is, if you vote to allow this, you will be undoing years of process and precedent. But that's not been undone. That's been done before.